Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to the second half of Saturday Mornings with Joy Keyes. I'm your host, Joy Keyes. I want to thank you for listening to the show. I just finished speaking with author, playwright, poet Pearl Clegg. We talked about her new book, Till You Hear From Me. And also, I'm giving away some of her books and a CD of one of her books. You need to email me, what does Nacarima mean backwards? Email me at SaturdaysWithJoyKeyes@hotmail.com, and you might be a lucky winner of one of her books or the CD of one of her books. But right now I'm going to be speaking with producer Karen Williams. She's also a writer, actor, youth and gender advocate. Her producing credits include Bring Your A-Game, a documentary short that promotes high school graduation and success for young black males, Fair Game, which explores critical issues pertaining to black men and boys, Hard Luck, starring Wesley Snipes, and Teezy, the first installment of a multi-part series that profiles black women throughout the African diaspora, and Tide Running, the adapted screenplay, which she co-wrote with Onya Kempadu, based on Kempadu's Casa de la Americas prize novel. She was also a former Ford model. She was featured on print and TV ad campaigns all over the world. Her acting credits include reoccurring roles in Homicide, Life on the Streets, K Street, Guiding Light, All My Children, and The Cosby Show. She's the president of the nonprofit production company No Child is Somebody Else's Child. And I believe she's on the line right now. I'm going to bring her in.
Sure am. Hi, Joy.
Hi, Karen. Good morning.
Good morning. Happy Thanksgiving.
Oh, happy gobble gobble to you, too. Did you eat a lot of turkey?
A fair amount. I actually cooked, and you know when you're cooking, you don't really want to eat that much, right?
Oh, no, because you're like just making sure it tastes okay for everybody else.
Exactly. But it was lovely. It was lovely.
So now let's start off with you were a former Ford model. You are so beautiful in your pictures. That does
Thank
not
you.
Surprise me. How did you make the transition from modeling? Now you're a producer, advocate. What was the transition, or were you always doing all things at once?
Well, I certainly wasn't doubling at the same velocity. I started modeling when I was quite young. I hadn't even finished high school. I went to high school in Toronto, Canada. And I come from very traditional West Indian parents who they thought it was wonderful for me to do anything that was extracurricular, but I always had a very strong knowledge of the fact that I had to be in school every day, and they expected me to go to college and grad school and do all those other things. So the intention was always to, you know, be able to use whatever I did extracurricular, but really just keep my focus on using, as my father would say, what's, inside my head, not what's on it. And that kind of has really followed me all of my career.
Now, how did you get connected with the 21st Century Foundation?
I had met the one of the, at the time he was a board member. Now he's chairman of their board, Alfonso Wyatt, who works for this fund for the city of New York. He's vice president there. And I had met Alfonso, spoken with him about a project that I was doing to promote quality youth development programs in the city. And given my background in film and, you know, knowing lots of people in the entertainment business, he thought that I would also be able to work something with the 21st Century Foundation. And I met with them subsequently, and just one thing led to another. They had at the time just finished a five-year initiative where they had gone around the country, working with black communities, asking what are the critical concerns of black men and boys. And at the end of that 5 years, they did a five-year report on the critical issues, and it was no surprise that the dropout issue was one of the certainly the top issue, because it's almost a domino effect, you know, dropout of high school, and then that leads to joblessness, and that then increases the chance of incarceration. And then they looked at mental health and a really comprehensive way of convening issues about the black community. And we really felt at the time that 21st Century Foundation certainly had been ahead of the curve before anyone was really talking about convening all the different community organizations and groups and looking at
Working
media
together.
Strategies and how to address it, you know?
Let me just read a little bit. This is from the 21st Century Foundation's website, and it's talking about the initiative, the Black Men and Boys Initiative. The Black Men and Boys Initiative is designed to identify, highlight, and support effective strategies that focus on supporting Black men and boys and to surface new sources of support from individual donors and institutional philanthropy to supplement this effort. The goals of the Black Men and Boys Initiative are to, one, provide strategic grants aimed at addressing the root causes of problems facing Black men and boys. Two, raise the visibility of critical issues facing Black men and boys nationally in a way that leads to substantive action. And three, leverage additional financial support dedicated to strategies that view Black men and boys as assets. I think that's a really important issue. There's so many different areas of a human being. You can't just talk about one area and leave the others out. So when we're talking about young Black men, we talk about education, but we got to talk about their health. You got to talk about their economics. You got to talk about their environmental issues, living in substandard housing maybe, or living in violent neighborhoods, or living where drugs are being dealt. Talking about health, men and their health, that's a really big issue. I did a whole show about men's health issues. Men don't go to the doctors. Men don't want to talk about stuff. Oh, if they get a little bruise, I'm fine. Let's just keep on walking. But young boys definitely need role models, and this is a wonderful program, and that's why when I saw the film, I was like, whoa, I got to talk to these people. I want to tell more people about the initiative, try to get more support for the program. They're using Bring Your A Game as an educational piece. Talk about that. How can people get a copy? I know I'm going to be giving away some free copies, but if they want to have a screening, how can they work with the 21st Century Foundation to do that?
Sure. Well, the website for Bring Your A Game is www.1, and then smallc.org/A Game. So that's www.21cf.org/A Game. And they can certainly, you know, there's educational materials that accompany the show. They can arrange for screenings. We can also, what we also did is we have a link to free online viewings of the show at Snag Films. And that's great because, you know, all around the country, maybe there are people who can't always get a hard copy, but they would like to be able to see it online. And so they go to snagfilms.com, and they'll be able to see it. And then we really encourage people to tweet the link, to embed it on their websites, to use it as a discussion tool, because it, as you said, Joy, it really helps to open the conversation up about so many issues, not just education. But, you know, we have to be really careful because sometimes the list of issues that a community is dealing with can be extensive and exhausting for an audience. And so we have to find ways to kind of triage around the critical issues that affect the rest in terms of the domino impact. You know what I'm saying? So that when absolutely. And that was a really big concern. When Mario Van Peebles and I were making the show, we had to think about, okay, what is the one factor that will then affect all the others? And so, yes, mental health is important. Yes, the safety of our communities is also really critical. And certainly like Jeffrey Canada at Harlem Children's Zone, we understand if we're going to change the outcome of one student in terms of the educational outcome, we have to look at his or her environmental factors from all the way from preschool all the way through college. But we knew that we needed to get to our target audience of youth who are the hardest to reach sometimes, whether they be in juvenile detention centers, in communities that they don't necessarily tune in to the regular programming. We knew we needed to show them how dropping out of school can impact their chances of getting a job and then can increase their chances of, you know, getting locked up. And we really had to show that in a very succinct 22-minute way, because that's really the attention span of so many young people. And then
five, 10 minutes, microwave, why is the computer not downloading fast enough? You know, why is my text not going through? You know, everything is so fast these days, but sometimes a good old-fashioned talking to is helpful, and I think you had a lot of wonderful guests on your film. Now, how did you recruit the guests? Were they just willing? Mario went out and just called them up and said, hey, I'm doing this film. Did you reach out to people?
You know, it's a combination. Yeah, it's a combination of things, Joy. We both have strong connections within the Hollywood community and certainly in sports and other things. And so we reached out, and I have to say that getting people to say yes was not difficult. The difficult dance was arranging schedules, because some of these, you know, you have Diddy, you have Chris Rock and Jamie Foxx.
Yeah, you had Hill Harper.
Yeah. And Cornel West, and you name
yeah,
it, you know,
wonderful.
Cory Booker. But it really was about scheduling all of their interviews so that we could have them on common days, so we weren't mounting interviews, you know, 45 interviews. We couldn't afford that. The budget could not sustain that.
Yeah. Well, you have some wonderful people, like you mentioned. Chris Rock is on there, Spike Lee, Cornel West, Ice Cube, Mayor Cory Booker, P. Diddy, Lou Gossett Jr., Hill Harper, Damon Dash. I mean, you have just a plethora of wonderful black male actors, rappers, singers, activists on the film. And I think that is key because, you know, a lot of times people will only listen to people that kind of look like them or people that they maybe
right.
admire. And it's important that these people are telling them, look, you got to do the hard work. One of the things he talks about is being at work on time, just some basic
mm-hmm.
skills. But I think people aren't, children, and a lot of times, they're not taught. You don't realize how much you're taught, I think, until you become an adult. You know, we're not born knowing how to tie our shoes. We're not born knowing how to catch the subway. We're not born knowing how to cook. All these things somebody taught us or we're watching and learning them. So I think to have positive role models on that film who made it and show that hard work is still the way to go. There's no way around the hard work. There's no way around the issue of education and how the more education you get, the more money that you make.
That's right. That's right. And I think that it also really helps to have all men. It's so rare that we ever see anything where it's a conversation between
yeah.
men the way they would around a dining table or in a living room.
Mm-hmm.
It was
mm-hmm.
sort of that, you know, this was a kind of an equal opportunity platform that Bring Your A-Game created for men who may not agree on a lot of things, but they do agree that our community needs support and we are in trouble. And what's really been wonderful has been the way that some of our A-Gamers have even used the show. They have embedded it on their websites. They have hosted screenings. They have, you know, tweeted it. They have put it on their Facebook pages. And they've also helped to really inspire coalitions of diverse organizations and allies to talk about the practices and policies that are working to serve black men and boys in the best ways. And even school systems, for instance, in Oakland, Oakland United School District and a county in Jacksonville, Florida, have adopted Bring Your A-Game and incorporated it in teacher trainings. And so these are just various ways that you can really use the show, not just to watch and to talk within your own families, but certainly in a broader sense so we can actually spread the word in our communities.
Well, one of the things you mentioned is about educators can use it. There's an educator guide on the website. I have the link on my page here at Blog Talk Radio. It's also on the Facebook page for Saturday Mornings with Joy Keys. But let me just read some of the testimonials talking about Bring Your A-Game. This is one of the best documentary films I've ever seen on young black manhood. Its use of pop culture, its visual look, and the way that the producers wove persons like myself, this is Kevin Powell, who are activists with entertainment personalities like Diddy, are brilliant. The only way to reach young brothers is to speak their language, and this film does that well. Another one, awareness is critical. I am a community organizer and, most importantly, a mother of sons. It would be great to include young boys in dialogue that recognizes those options outside of ball and rap. One of the important things it talks about is the issue of, you know, young men wanting to be ball players and young men wanting to be rappers. Well, you have an
mm-hmm.
athlete on there who talks about there's only, like, what, I think a couple of slots every
mm-hmm.
year for basketball teams around the country.
Mm-hmm.
And there are millions of young boys fighting for that. The reality of you actually getting a spot is very, very low.
Absolutely.
Not that you don't want to dream. You don't want to squash somebody's dream, but I think we have to deal with realities. And bringing your A-game means then, okay, if that's what you want to do, then you better bring your A-game. You better be on point in school. You better come to practice when you're supposed to. You better, you know, stay out of trouble. Yes, you may have a chance, but just remember the chances are extremely, extremely slim, so that's why the education component is so important. Education
Absolutely.
Affects –
Yeah, and Andrea, also, just, you know, what's really important to understand is that there was a time where one could drop out of school and there was a manufacturing job or a factory job available somewhere out there. That
mm-hmm.
that is no longer part of the social net in America. Manufacturing jobs have all left this country. So what's important is the high school diploma becomes even more critical to get, because now what's catching them, instead of the social net of the manufacturing industry, unfortunately, they're being caught by barbed wire prison fences. And this is a huge, huge problem. There's a pipeline from dropping out of school into, you know, jails in America, and we are overrepresented in criminal justice institutions, and we need to be more represented in educational institutions from all levels, not just high school, but also in college. But we have to get them through high school first.
Well, the Children's Defense Fund has an initiative that's talking about prisons, a pipeline project, and it is a very real issue of, unfortunately, you know, what is it, 1 in 4 black men are going to end up in prison. And it's a horrific issue, and I think people don't really realize. I mean, I've done shows about I did a show recently with Khalil Gibran Muhammad. I've done shows about women in prisons, but prison industrial complex, it's the new Jim Crow. I had a writer on here. She has a new book, and she talks about the new Jim Crow. And it's using these young black men or minority men, because unfortunately it's mostly minorities, and fortunately a lot of African-American men in the prisons, as labor.
Mm-hmm.
And it's free labor.
Cheap labor.
And then they're making the cheap labor, they're making them pay for certain fees and testing. And once they get out, they still got to pay fees and owe money. But you're not making any money. How are you going to pay fees? You can't get out. You can't vote. You can't get public housing. They can't get certain other welfare benefits, because maybe they have a felony record, even though they might have served 20 years in prison. So you don't want to go down that road of dropping out of school, getting caught up in drugs, getting caught up in crime, other types of crime, because then you're going to pay your time, but then when you come out, you're still going to pay. Some way or another, you're going to have to pay.
I think also there has to be a recognition that if mistakes were made, because, you know, we all make mistakes. One of our A-gamers at one point says, you know, prison used to mean penance, thinking about what you did. And now we don't really have that option, because the programs, even the educational programs, because of there's a repeal of the Pell Grants, have not been available in our prisons. So to your point, it certainly now is about the prison industrial complex making money off of a lot of black men who are incarcerated. But the real issue is we as a community have to also take responsibility. As one of our guys said, why did we wind our behinds in there in the first place? Because it wasn't, you know, society's fault. It wasn't public's fault. It wasn't all of that. So it's
you
a kind of a combination.
Responsibility.
Absolutely. And as you know, Dr. Kundufu says in his book, Reducing the Black Male Dropout, we have to understand that all stakeholders have to be taken to task, the schools, the communities, the parents, the students, to fix the dropout rate. And it does impact every single area. And in terms of public policy, I mean, we have to look at where are the initiatives that have worked? Where are the places that have actually had some good results? Not too far from New York, there's New Jersey. You know, with the Abbott decision, New Jersey has pumped an incredible amount of money into preschool education and to funding low-income communities. So in Newark alone, they've been able to close the achievement gap between black male students and their white male graduation, white male counterparts. That's huge, and not in a really, you know, long stretch of time. You look in Maryland, in Montgomery and Baltimore counties, the CEO, Alonzo, he instituted this program where he actually went out into the streets and recruited students and says, you know, the city is interested in you graduating. We're going to create programs that are more appropriate for older students. What has happened in Maryland has been incredible. In 3 years, the black male dropout rate has declined big time. And so these are actually working examples that should be replicated. But
so it can be done. It can be done.
Absolutely.
That's the issue. I think that people sometimes maybe get depressed in that nothing's going to change. It's always going to be the same. But that's why I try to have my podcast. That's why I try to do certain shows to show there are opportunities and programs available if you are interested in helping make a change in your community, make a change in a young black male's life, make a change in a young woman's life, make a change for the community. Because when you help that young black male, there will be a trickle effect. It will help
Absolutely.
The entire community. These are programs, Bring Your A-Game, that Karen, I'm speaking with producer Karen Williams, worked on. One of the things you just mentioned was the Abbott issue. The Abbott mandate is a Supreme Court decision that ordered that education funding in the mm-hmm. poor urban and rural districts be assured at the same level of funding as the property-rich districts. What people may or may not realize is that your schools are being funded by your taxes. So if you're in your property taxes, if you're in an area where the property value is very low, then your school's not getting a lot of money. They're reusing books. The children may or may not have a book to bring home. But if you're in a property-rich district, that's why those schools are doing better, because the property value is worth more and the taxes are bringing more money to the schools. But the Supreme Court ruled that the funding could not be dependent on the ability of local school districts to tax. But that instead funding must be guaranteed by the state. I mean, that's a huge, huge thing. And people need to be aware that they have some options out there.
That's
to help
exactly
with their
right.
school.
And, you know, Joy, I have to also say that Dr. Ron Mincy, who's a sociologist at Columbia, also one of our A-gamers, we interviewed 45 men in all. And as you see from my references, they're from all different walks of life. And Dr. Mincy has done extensive research on critical issues concerning black men and boys, and he mm-hmm. brings up the example of the welfare programs that were implemented for women and how
and
the welfare
ignored
programs
the black
women,
males, yes.
We need something like that, but done for black men, that really mm-hmm. get to comprehensive programs that can assist them with job skills and earning their GEDs, high school diplomas, and, you know, having the federal government match incentive grant programs that spur local and state districts to establish better programs, so that really we're comprehensively attacking the issue from all different angles.
Well, you know what people are going to say. Why is my money going to help somebody else? I made it. I went to school. Nobody gave me any money. Why should I be giving money to these people? Also, based on the history of our country, the history is about pull yourself up by your bootstraps. And if you're an able-bodied male from the beginning of the founding of this country, whether you're white, black, or Italian or Irish or whatever, if you're a male, able-bodied male, you were left to the sidelines. Now, now we're talking about minority males being left to the sidelines. I mean, in the welfare situation, you know, they used to do house raids to see if a male was in the house, and if the male was in the house, then the woman couldn't get any more funding, and that, a lot of people believe, was the breakup of the black family. I think there's more than just one reason to the breakup of the black family, but Ronald Mincy does go in depth about the issue of welfare and how young black men were left out of that, and I do agree there definitely needs to be some. Everybody can't do everything by themselves. We need to think more communal, and I think Bring Your A-Game brings a community of black men from all areas, like you mentioned, sports, music, intelligentsia, to talk to black men, to say, young black boys, I'm sorry, that there are possibilities out there. What are some of your...
You know, before you ask that question, Joy, let me just interject. I think also that it's important to note that all 45 men, you know, we interviewed, they all talked about the importance of mentoring. No one has ever done success by themselves.
mm-hmm.
You know, it just doesn't mm-hmm. happen that way. And maybe one of the things that we haven't necessarily been so good at as a culture is always reaching back and helping someone. Because we
yes.
were helped, and we continue to be helped. And so whether we're talking about, you know, Dick Parsons or Ice Cube or Diddy or Cornel West or Mayor Cory Booker, without exception, their success
Somebody helped
was
them out.
Never an individual, but it's someone else helping them. And we need to remember that as a culture and you know, continue that tradition, because otherwise we will never help to elevate ourselves as a community.
Well, one of the things I just spoke with author Pearl Clegg, was about giving thanks to our ancestors and also giving thanks to our present legends that are here, but reaching out to them. You know, people are open to helping. All you have to do is ask. Don't be afraid to ask. If there's some area, if you're a young person listening to this or you're an older person listening and you want to help a younger person, reach out to the people in your community. Reach out to STARS. You'd be surprised how many people want to help young people but aren't aware of where they are. So don't be afraid to ask for help. And you need help sometimes in life because we don't know everything. You need a guidance. And when I talk to people and they're complaining about, you know, the black men with their pants hanging down or the girls being pregnant, I say, well, what are you doing to help the situation? What are you doing? Are you making a phone call? Are you donating money? Are you spending time with the young person? If you're not doing anything to help the situation, I don't want to hear your complaint. You know,
That is the key.
If you want to see change, be the change you want to see. You know, that's a very
exactly right. And
quote.
Don't look too far. One of the takeaways I hope is that people who see Bring Your A Game are going to understand that the mentor that you're looking for is often right beside you, and you're just looking somewhere else. It doesn't have to be the guy on the TV screen or the guy on the movie screen, but sometimes it's the person who shows up every day, whether it's the postal worker or whether it's the teacher or whether it's your grandfather, whether it's your next-door neighbor. Sometimes
your recreation
the person
leader,
is right there, but we're looking in the wrong places.
Yes, definitely. Well, I want to thank you so much for coming on. I'm going to be giving away some free copies of Bring Your A Game. So if you're listening today, you need to email me the date of birth of Mario Van Peebles. Email me Mario Van Peebles' birthday, and you could possibly win a free copy of Bring Your A Game. You can email me at SaturdaysWithJoyKeys@hotmail.com. Thank you so much, Karen Williams, for coming on this morning. I wish you much success in all your future endeavors. Thank you again for the generosity of donating the films. I'm going to definitely give a shout-out to the 21st Century Foundation. I have their website on the Blog Talk Radio page, 21cf.org. Again, 21cf.org. And you can go there and learn more about the 21st Century Foundation and the wonderful work they're doing. Also, Karen mentioned for just to view online, snagfilms.com. You can go there and look at Bring Your A Game for free, snagfilms.com. Thank you again, Karen. I hope you have a wonderful Christmas. Thank you.
All right, all the best to you. Thank you. Bye, Joy.
Okay, bye-bye. Thank you, everybody, for listening this morning. I just got off the phone with producer Karen Williams. She helped produce Bring Your A Game with Mary Van Peebles. He was the director. They're talking to young black men, trying to get them to think differently about their future using rappers, intelligentsia from educational background, politicians, Cory Booker, P. Diddy, all different types of black males, talking to young black males to get them to wake up, to bring their A game. But also I think we need to bring our A game as adults. As I mentioned, be the change that you want to see happen. I hope you have a wonderful Saturday, a wonderful week. You can follow me on Twitter.com/JoyKeys. You can become a fan on Facebook. Just look up Saturday Mornings with Joy Keys. I hope you have a wonderful week, a wonderful Saturday. Thank you so much for your support. We're almost up to 40,000 downloads of the podcast. Thank you so much for listening.
You know that the ice cream scoop can make a child smile, and that by slowing us down, the traffic light can keep us going. You know that the lawnmower makes life easier, that the blood bank makes life possible. But did you know all these ideas came from the minds of African Americans? Support the United Negro College Fund, because a mind is a terrible thing to waste. Visit uncf.org or call 1-800-332-UNCF. Brought to you by UNCF and the Ad Council.
This heavyweight bout is about to begin.
What's the champ wearing? Looks like an examination gown. And from the back,
ooh, that's not pretty.
Champ, what's with the get-up?
I've got to take care of my family, so I'm getting those important medical screens.
The fight is over. Champ, you look pretty healthy out there tonight.
But I'm still getting those tests. For a list of tests you need, go to ahrq.gov. And remember, real men wear gowns.
Go to ahrq.gov. This message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AHRQ, and the Ad Council.